I never forgot Frances Morrow. She was emblematic, I think, of what every school teacher should be. She spotted me early on and encouraged me to read above my grade level and to be imaginative in class, but at the same time, she paid attention to the others that are around me, and I was keenly aware of that, that she didn't just spoil me, but I knew that I had her eye, and it gave me confidence. I went back many, many years to take her to lunch and to thank her for that time, and it was as if we'd never left each other's side. My parents were critically important to me. They both grew up in a working-class environment during the Great Depression. They believed that the greatest rewards for work well done was in the job well done. And they had a kind of inherent modesty about them. Not all that took. After all, I'm now a television anchorman. But it always kept the public acclaim that I received when I was in high school for achievements of one kind or another, I think, in the appropriate context as a result of that. This is a big, fast-paced world in which we live. Too many kids fall through the cracks. Families have broken up now, and those that haven't broken up, parents have other priorities often. They're both working. Both parents are working. They get home at different hours. We don't have that supper hour, as we used to call it in my household, where everybody gathered around the table at the same time, talked about the day, got in arguments, watched the evening news, but we had that family time in which we worked it all out. So I do think it's important for kids to have some place, someone to turn to. I don't think there's any richer reward in life than helping someone. You can't measure it in money or fame or anything else, but if we're not put here for anything else but then to help each other get through life, I think that's a very honorable existence.